This is a story about a one-time imam from Tooting called Suleiman Ghani, and he has, of course, found himself at the centre of a race route Prime Minister's questions this week. Now, let's just start about what we know about Mr. Ghani. He was, until a couple of years ago, an imam at the mosque of Labour candidate to be Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. He is socially conservative, and he is now a community leader in Tooting. And to give you a flavour of the man, he is so opposed to same-sex marriage that on LBC this week he accused Labour's Sadiq Khan of putting his political career before his faith by voting in favour of it 3 years ago. But the central charge against Mr. Ghani by David Cameron at PMQs this week was that he supported Islamic State. That came off the back of the Tory candidate to be mayor, Zach Goldsmith, describing the father of six as one of the most repellent men in Britain. And the only problem is that there's no evidence that Mr. Ghani has ever supported Islamic State. And even more embarrassingly for the Tories, Mr. Ghani is on the record to LBC saying that he provided volunteers as a community leader for their candidate, Dan Watkins, who stood against Sadiq Khan in Tooting at last May's general election. Now, Zach,
he's told us that. Can we prove?
Yes.
I mean, do you have evidence of it?
Well, we're looking into that further. But Zach's campaign. What is interesting, James, is that Zach's campaign initially claimed that Mr. Ghani had only met Dan Watkins once. But I've established they've met on more than one occasion, and that until recently they were in contact via text message. I put all of this, of course, to Zach Goldsmith when I caught up with him in Fulham this morning.
I think Labour are trying to muddy the waters. They've been using pictures of myself with Mr.
But Dan Watkins, who's the Tooting candidate, he's pictured on more than one occasion with Suleiman Ghani. He said that he's provided leaflets, providing volunteers to go out leafleting for you. He's appeared on a platform with Jane Ellison.
But politicians do go to events and people turn up at those events. I did a public meeting with Dan Watkins where one of those photographs has come from. I suspect that if Dan Watkins understood what this man represents...
But he's campaigning for you, and he's been in regular contact with Suleiman Ghani.
Dan is a great campaigner. He is effectively and has been for years the proper MP for Tooting. People go to him with their issues because he's just so good. I hope he becomes the MP for Tooting at some point.
Now, James, the central charge against Mr. Ghani was that he attended a meeting on the night of the Paris terror attacks last November, and it is alleged that at that meeting, speakers talked in support of Islamic State. Now, Mr. Ghani has told me there was a discussion about an Islamic State.
But this is where David Cameron on Wednesday stood up and he named this man.
Yes, he named this man.
And said he was a supporter of Islamic State, leaving no doubt in most listeners' minds precisely what Islamic State he meant.
Yes, but crucially, his spokesman clarified afterwards on Wednesday that it was an Islamic State. And when I've spoken to Dunmar Research...
I just want to be clear on this. So he stood up in the House of Commons and said Suleiman Ghani is a supporter of Islamic State, from which we derive in the current news agenda, rightly or wrongly, that he means the Islamic State that's in the news every day.
Yes.
Subsequently, his spokesman explains, oh, no, he didn't mean the Islamic State, the terrorist organisation. He meant an Islamic State. Right.
But, of course, when you speak to independent Islamic experts, as I have done, an Islamic State refers to a state that existed more than 1,000 years ago under the Prophet Muhammad. It's completely different from the international terrorist movement that's wreaking havoc across the Middle East.
Something David Cameron is normally at great pains to specify. He's been incredibly painstaking in his use of language, the employment of phrases like so-called, the rejection of other phrases as well. There's nothing Islamic about this. It's not a state and there's nothing Islamic about it either.
Yes, and he's stood up in the Commons recently, hasn't he? And he said that we shouldn't use the term Islamic State, we should use the term Daesh.
Yes. Curiouser and curiouser.
Yes, so I can't answer the question as to whether there was, a plot or anything by Zach Goldsmith's team to deliberately misconstrue what happened at that meeting to score a point against Sadiq Khan and make it appear like he has to links to extremists. That's not possible to do.
Have we got anything linking Suleiman Ghani to ISIS?
Yes, we have. I can tell you that we found a poster that on January the 1st, Suleiman Ghani spoke at a meeting entitled The Evils of ISIS in Tooting. I say found, but I hardly had to do much research.
On Twitter, there's a poster where he attended a meeting, The Evils of ISIS, guest speaker Suleiman Ghani.
Okay, this is a man who sent an email out before the 2005 election, encouraging people to vote for the candidate who would put a stop to the march of
homosexuals. He endorsed your candidate.
But I don't believe that, to be honest. You have to talk to Dan about this. But as far as I can see, this is Labour trying to muddy the waters. There is a million miles difference between standing in a street and having a selfie with someone whose name I didn't even know.
But weren't selfies with Dan Watkins, the Tooting candidate.
But you could find, without any doubt, you could find pictures. I'm sure I've had 10, 20,000 pictures taken with people whose names I don't know.
So, Zach got cut off slightly there. He was saying this candidate, this man, Suleiman Ghani, sent out letters against the candidate who was in favour of equal marriage.
Yes, I mean, what happened, and
But Suleiman Ghani has said himself that the reason why he fell out with Sadiq Khan was because Sadiq Khan was in favour of equal marriage.
Yes, Suleiman Ghani is on the record to LBC saying that he fell out with Sadiq Khan. He accused him of putting his political career before his faith because Sadiq Khan voted in favour of same-sex marriage back in 2013.
I found elements of the coverage of this mayoral campaign quite strange. Not least, I found myself wondering, because Zach Goldsmith's sister used to be married to Imran Khan, the cricketer, and when they were bringing Sadiq Khan's former brother-in-law into the debate for reasons that eluded me at the time and elude me now, I found myself thinking, how would Imran Khan, the cricketer, just because I have a mental image of him, I'm aware of him, how would anything he's ever done in the past have a bearing upon Zach Goldsmith's suitability to be mayor? So I don't know whether you describe that as a scent of double standards. It leads to the question of why it matters so much to them that Sadiq Khan met Suleiman Ghani, but doesn't matter that I guess on their own side they've got the same man hanging out with their candidate, parliamentary candidate.
That's not for me to say, James. Mr. Goldsmith insists that he hasn't shared a platform with extremists. The only problem is that the Health Minister, Jane Ellison, the MP for Battersea, has been pictured on a stage with guess who?
Suleiman Ghani.
Speaking at a public meeting where members of the audience have views which are repellent is one thing. Speaking on a platform alongside people who have
like Jane Ellison
and promoting those views,
like Jane Ellison,
it's very, very different. If you look at Sadiq Khan's history of
that's because he's his local imam.
But, okay, well, what about all the people who aren't his local imams? What about the people he's been defending?
But I'm not talking about the other examples. I'm saying you've got this one wrong on Suleiman Ghani. That's what I'm putting to you.
Have you got this? Suleiman Ghani is one of about 30 examples of people who hold extreme views.
But if you haven't got it right on Suleiman Ghani, how can we question whether you got it right on everybody else?
I don't agree that I haven't got it right.
Now, Mr. Goldsmith then claimed he may have even attended more events where Suleiman Ghani was present.
I don't know how many events that he has pitched up at where Dan Watkins has been speaking. I can't answer that question. I can't even tell you that he hasn't pitched up at more events that I've spoken to. I do public meetings all the time with people, with audiences that I don't
know.
That's the nature of politics.
But you said that Sadiq Khan shared a platform with Suleiman Ghani 9 times up until 2013. Now, when you speak to Suleiman Ghani, he ditched Sadiq Khan. There was a breakaway between the two, and he ditched Sadiq Khan and said he endorsed Dan Watkins.
But I've already said I don't believe that.
Now, Zach Goldsmith, James, has been at pains to point out that Sadiq Khan has links to extremists. But what's interesting is that if you look at the polls, they do suggest, and I say only suggest, that the tactic...
And they are only polls.
And they are only polls. But the tactic appears that it might be backfiring. At the beginning of this campaign, Zach Goldsmith polled ahead of Mr. Khan on the issue of terror. A couple of weeks ago, the two men were level pegging, and now Mr. Khan is ahead on that specific issue. This is what happened before the interview was cut short.
There's no evidence that he supported ISIS, Sam.
You're focusing on details. Look at the arguments he's made, and then tell me he's on the right side of those arguments. And if you think he is,
I don't doubt they're socially conservative. I'm not saying he's on the right side of those arguments. What I am saying about ISIS, and he hasn't supported ISIS.
We've had a lot of time now.
He's on the wrong side of the argument, and it's as clear as it can possibly be.
Now, the question I wanted to ask James but wasn't allowed to is that if you're going to accuse somebody of being an Islamic extremist, wouldn't it be sensible to focus on all the details?
Which he accused you of focusing on.